Good afternoon. This is Governor Bryan. Today, we had a very productive meeting with all the members of the Senate, somewhere in St. Thomas, as well as somewhere here in Government House, St. Croix, with me, where we discussed the WAPA issue. Foremost, we wanted to have a permanent solution for WAPA, and we figured out a path forward. Our immediate needs center around finding cash to infuse into WAPA in order for us to be able to stop using diesel fuel and move back on to propane. Not being on propane fuel costs us about $200,000 a day. The Senate has agreed to reappropriate some money in the miscellaneous part of the budget in order to give WAPA the immediate cash they need. But it does not come without a price. Both of us sat down and agreed that there are certain things that WAPA needs to fulfill in terms of their management structure and their deliverables in order to assure people that they're getting correct bills and those bills are being processed in a way that gives WAPA cash flow but gives the public the assurance that they are paying for what they are being billed for. Other things that we agreed is that the Senate would have a discussion with the PSC. There needs to really be some movement on the base rate in order to make sure that WAPA has the cash flow that allows the company to be sustainable. The Senate will make its own decision after they have the discussion with the PSC and move forward. But as of now, we're moving post haste in anticipation of the reappropriation of $6 million in order for WAPA to start the propane process again and to get the fuel tanks flowing so that we can avert a $200,000 a day difference in fuel costs and keep the light bill from going up by 19 cents per kilowatt hour.